Hey guys, before I jumped into today's episode, I wanted to take just a minute to say thank you. Thank you for all of your love and support through the last 10 episodes, for listening, for sharing with your friends, for encouraging me, for even giving creative criticism. Without you guys, I wouldn't have pushed through, and while 10 episodes may not seem like a lot to some of you, it's a big deal for me, because it means that something that I've dreamed about and wanted to do for a very long time is actually happening. So, because I'm all about celebrating, let's celebrate this 10th episode with a giveaway. So first of all, you want to make sure that you've liked and followed the Caffeine and Chaos Facebook page and my Instagram page, Caffeine and Chaos 3. When you go to my page, you'll be able to find the giveaway post there with instructions on how to enter. Number one, go ahead and share today's podcast on your Facebook or Instagram stories and tag myself or Caffeine and Chaos so we know you shared it with your friends. Number two, invite three of your friends to like Caffeine and Chaos on Facebook, and then go find the giveaway post on Instagram or Facebook and comment one thing that you're super excited about with spring just around the corner. Again, thank you so much for all of your love and support. I am so excited to see what is in the future for Caffeine and Chaos. So now, without further ado, today's episode. Hey guys, this is Karina. Welcome to Caffeine and Chaos, a podcast for moms by a mom who's just taken it one day and one cup of coffee at a time. You are listening to episode number 10. Hello. I'm super excited, guys. This is the 10th episode. I know that may not seem like a lot for some people, but if you look at it in the span of time, and the fact that Caffeine and Chaos has been up since January, that's super exciting. For me, that's a big deal. That means that I stuck with something for 2 months, let's be honest. With everything else going on in life, I stuck with it for 2 months. That's pretty darn impressive. But since we are on the 10th episode, I decided I would do one of the most requested topics, and that is day in the life. If you follow me on Instagram or on Facebook, you probably saw I did a day in the life in my stories a couple weeks ago, and I had some great questions after doing that. So I thought I would incorporate those questions into this episode as well, and hopefully give you a little more insight into what daily life looks like here. So one of the questions that I got that I'll go ahead and start with, because I think it's a good segue, is does our life here in Okinawa look different than it did at Lejeune on a daily basis? Yes, definitely. And part of that is because I've chosen to make it look different. North Carolina obviously was very different than here. The biggest thing that stopped us from doing a lot of things was the weather, because they have actual seasons there. Here it's more like they have wet season, wetter season, and really hot season. Everything is just humid all the time. But because the weather is nicer here, we have access to more activities and things outside year-round that we didn't have at Lejeune. Also, when we moved here, I made it a goal that the kids and I would get out of the house more often during the week. I find that for me, the days tend to go a lot faster and a lot better if we're getting out of the house at least a couple times during the week, so none of us are going stir crazy. And I find that my kids are in a lot better mood when they get to get out and do fun things during the week or just have an adventure. Sometimes even just getting out for a car ride makes a difference for them. It's pretty amazing. So I've definitely tried to incorporate more outside of the house activities for us than I did at Lejeune, which means that we're a little bit more active and not home as much, but that's okay. So that's really the biggest differences. Besides that, just day-to-day ordinary life looks pretty much the same. I want to say it's almost a little bit more easygoing here. And I think one reason for that is The weather's a lot different. It's warmer. My kids can play outside way more than they ever could in North Carolina. We live in a really safe neighborhood, and so that gives me the ability to have a little more flexibility in what I can accomplish during the day, because my kids have a little bit more free rein here than they did in North Carolina. So let's start at the very beginning. Mornings. I am not a morning person. I don't hate mornings. I'm definitely the kind of person, if I absolutely have to be up early somewhere, once I get up and get out of bed and kind of start moving, my initial tired grogginess wears off. And then I actually sometimes enjoy being up early. Back when I did cakes, there were some Saturdays where I'd have to be up at 4 or 5 in the morning. And I would actually really enjoy that quiet time. I'm actually working. I have tried so hard to be the kind of person who can get up an hour or two before my kids every day and work out before they wake up and drink coffee before they wake up. And it just does not work for me. It is not my thing. I would much rather get sleep. And I think that's just the stage of life I'm in, because Addison is up 3, 4, sometimes 5 times a night to eat. And so I'm just tired from not having a full night's sleep. And that's just the stage of life I'm in, and that's okay. but I definitely aspire to be that mom who gets up really early someday, but right now is not that time. However, I am trying to make an effort. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it means I'm going to try to get up at least 30 minutes before my kids every morning so that I can start my day off just kind of taking a deep breath and having some time for me. It'll probably consist of drinking coffee and kind of waking up in that 30 minutes and maybe doing like a short devotional type thing first thing in the morning to just set the day on the right track so that I can be more alert when they wake up. Right now, mornings are pretty slow in our house, and that's kind of how I like them, honestly. I like slow mornings. I try really hard to not schedule appointments or other things for first thing in the morning, because it just makes the rest of the day super chaotic. So typically the day starts when one of the boys gets up. Right now, Wyatt is the first one up in the mornings. He'll come into our room, and if it's super, super early, I'll try my best to send him back to bed. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But normally by 7:30, he's up in our room ready to go for the day. So I will normally put on a show for him, and then Easton will make his way in. And while they're watching that, I just kind of take the opportunity to check text messages, check my email, make a list of anything that I need to get done that day while I'm still in bed, just kind of waking up. And then I hop up and I'll go downstairs, get myself some coffee. I will make the kids breakfast. 100% confession. Currently, at this stage in life, I am a pro at making frozen waffles. I have yet to burn one, and my kids eat them. So that's our goal in the morning. Easton and Wyatt are not breakfast people. I'm not really a breakfast person either, and so I'm having to work about getting better at that. My husband is the breakfast maker in the house, and he does a great job of it. I do not like making breakfast because it's in the morning, and I just don't want to do anything in the morning. Who does? I really have yet to meet one person who thoroughly enjoys getting up and the first thing they have to do is cook breakfast for people. It's just not my cup of tea, and my kids are young enough to not yet know that people really do that. So it all works out for us. And I try really hard to not just feed them sugary breakfast. So right now their favorite thing is peanut butter waffles. And it works. And then I normally eat oatmeal with blueberries, and they eat off of that too, so I make extra. So we kind of just meander in the mornings. I drink coffee, freshen myself up while they eat their waffles and finish their show. And then we will head back downstairs. And I will normally, on a nice day, I'll just go ahead and leave our back porch door open. The rule in the house that I really try to enforce is if you want to play outside, you have to put real clothes on. So I will get all three kids dressed first thing in the morning so that the boys can play inside, outside, wherever they would like. And then while they're playing, and there's normally either music on or a show on the TV, just kind of as background noise. Sometimes they will sit and watch it, but 9 times out of 10, they're going to either play in their playroom or they will go outside and play, which is great. And it just gives them the flexibility to sit down and watch TV or play inside or outside. And it allows me to move through the house and get things done without having to constantly stop. So the mornings are really my time when I get the most done. The kids are in the best mood in the mornings. They've been fed. It's the beginning of the day. They're really easily distracted and can keep themselves occupied. So I will start the day with a quick load of laundry, making sure the dishes are done, picking up around the house, just trying to get things straightened. Once a week, I do a deep clean. When I did my day in the life video, I showed you the day that I did the deep clean through the whole house. So while not every single day is that super deep clean, I really try to make an effort to get through every single room in the house before noon and pick it up, organize, do laundry, make sure dishes are done, throwing the trash away so that the house is constantly staying clean. Because if I don't, this house gets messy so quickly because there's 5 of us living here and there's just a lot going on. So I normally do that in the mornings. I'm done probably around 11, 11:30. And so then I kind of move into lunchtime. I'll get some lunch for the boys, get them situated with that, and then I will eat lunch too. And I kind of use lunchtime as my opportunity to regroup. What's done, what needs to be done, what else is going on today or even the next day that I need to set my mind to. And I also use it as a time to just check in with my husband, you know, how's your day? What do you need from me? Or if there's anything that I need to communicate with him, lunchtime is the best time to do it because he's on lunch too. Then we come to my favorite time of the day, nap time. This is probably the most unplanned, planned part of our day. The boys take naps every single day, but it's not always at the same time. And I really base that off of my energy level and their energy level. If they're super whiny, just having a rough morning, I know nap time is going to be as soon as lunch is over. If they've had a good morning, I'm going to let them stay up longer because it gives me more flexibility to have a little bit more time to myself in the afternoon, or at least it feels that way. And then I can get a few more things done. And if the day is going really smoothly, I don't see any reason to not let them stay up and get more energy out. But 100% for sure by 2 p.m., they are down for a nap, and then I use that time for me. This last week, I started working out at the very beginning of their nap time, and I have loved working out in the afternoons. I'm less sluggish right after lunch, and so I'm able to put them down for a nap, take a pre-workout, pick up the living room really quickly, do my workout, and shower, and be done within an hour. And it's such the perfect time to do it because they're still napping by the time I'm done with my workout. So I still have time for me. So I can either choose to take my time getting ready, you know, do full face makeup, tidy up around the bedroom if I want, sometimes take a nap if I need to, or I just take the rest of the time. For me, sometimes I'll catch up on TV shows, sometimes I'll read. I've really made it a goal living out here in Okinawa to read more. I really enjoyed reading in college and high school, but I just haven't had the time for it like I've wanted to since having kids. So my goal out here is to really take advantage of our library and do a lot more reading. The kids will normally nap for about 2.5 to 3 hours. It really just depends. Sometimes they'll nap longer, and I'm normally not the one to wake them up from a nap because they'll still go to bed at their normal time. I feel like we're very blessed in that we got kids who are really good about bedtime. It really doesn't matter if they've taken a nap later in the day because we had something going on and they wake up at 6 o'clock for some odd reason. That actually happened today. We had gone out, we got home later. They didn't go down for a nap till about 3:30, 4 o'clock. They didn't get up until 6:15, but they still ended up in bed between 8 and 8:30, and they're asleep. So their bodies are really well adjusted with bedtime, which I love. So once they wake up from nap, we do snack time. Afternoon, evening is a lot harder than morning, even after a nap. They tend to be whinier. It's kind of the end of the day. Easton is really good about knowing that Dad is coming home within the next couple of hours. And so he pretty much spends the entirety of the time between waking up from a nap and Tyler walking in the door, running from the kitchen to get a snack to the window in the living room yelling, "Daddy's here," and he's really not. But that's what he just likes to do until Tyler walks in the door. And then he gets super excited. And then, of course, maybe like 7 out of 10 times, they get super excited when Tyler walks in the door, and then they don't care. But there are the occasional times where they really are excited, and they're all in Tyler's face when he gets home, and I love it because they're all in my face all day. But afternoon, evening is definitely harder, especially with trying to juggle the boys and Addison. Addison is just now at the age where I'm feeling like I can put her on a more consistent nap schedule. So she naps in the mornings, and then while the boys are napping in the afternoons, and then she'll nap again before dinner. But she tends to be a little bit fussier in the afternoon. So that's why I try to get things done earlier in the day so that I can be available to her in the evenings. So we pretty much just spend the afternoons just kind of chilling out, watching a movie. Sometimes we play. If the boys seem to have a lot of energy, we'll walk down the street to the park. If they are just extra whiny, this is an opportunity where I will just say, "We're getting in the car and going for a drive. I have no idea where we're going, but we're going." We did it the other day. We got in the car and just went and checked the mail. And that's what we did. And it literally changed how the rest of the afternoon went. Dinner time. Dinner time can be a challenge in our house. I try really hard to meal plan for each week. And here in Okinawa, one thing that's really different than it was back in the States is we have to grocery shop week to week instead of paycheck to paycheck because things don't stay fresh as long out here. And groceries are also very expensive. So you would hate to shop for 2 weeks and then have things go bad after you spent $400 on groceries. So we shop week to week, and so I meal plan really carefully. And I try to plan meals for each day of the week that fit well into whatever we have going on. So for instance, Mondays, I always plan a crock pot meal because everybody knows how Mondays go. They're everyone's least favorite day of the week. They're always the hardest day because you're adjusting to your spouse being back at work or you being back at work, and kids getting back into their Monday through Friday schedule. And so I try really hard to pick meals on Mondays that are always crockpot meals so that dinner will always be ready on Monday night. We will never have an excuse to just be like, it's Monday, let's go out and eat and spend money that we don't need to be spending. And I try to make sure that they're fun. You know, Mondays are blah enough as they are. So I try to pick things that are our favorites for Mondays that are quick and easy and in the crockpot. And then the rest of the week, I just try to pick healthy choices that are easy. And one thing I love is that Tyler is a really good cook, and he loves to cook. So really, I don't feel like the burden of cooking dinner every night is always on me. Because he has a joy for cooking, it's really easy for me to ask him, you know, "Hey, this is what I had planned for dinner. Could you help me?" And most of the time, it'll turn into him just cooking it because I'll cook it and he'll come along and put extra things in there, and that just annoys me. So I've just learned that it's sometimes just better when he walks into the kitchen to just kind of move over and wash dishes or do something else and let him cook so that I'm not irritated with him. And it always turns out great. But that's one thing I really love is in the kitchen we're a really good team. And if I'm super tired, he's really good about kind of picking up on that and just making dinner. And so I'd say it's chaotic because we have kids and they know it's dinner time. And it's the end of the day, and Tyler's just come home, and we're trying to wrap up the day and catch up with each other at the same time. But it's easy in the fact that I try to do my very best to plan strategically what is going to be for dinner each night. And Tyler does a great job of jumping in and cooking and just picking up the loose ends where I've kind of left them for the day. I'm trying so hard to not use the term helping or chores because I hate those terms. Because when you're married, you don't help. You're married. It's your house together. They're your kids together. It's your responsibility. You just do it. And you don't have chores because you're not 10. It's your house. It's just what you gotta do. So, random side note, but those are my pet peeves when people use those terms. After dinner, some nights we get dinner later than others. And that's one thing I really want to work on fixing is making dinner time more consistent. It is challenging because Tyler's schedule is never consistent. And I really like eating together as a family. There are nights, though, where we don't get to do that, and that's okay. That's just the way that life goes, but I try to make it a point to eat dinner together. So some nights we're not eating until 7 or 7:30, and we try really hard to have the kids in bed between 8 and 9. We've kind of bumped their bedtime closer to 9 living here, just since they're up so early in the morning, kind of in the hope that maybe they'll sleep in longer. So far that has not worked. But maybe someday it will work. Maybe one morning we will wake up and it will be 9 o'clock on a Saturday and our kids will just be waking up. That would be great. But we'll see. So bedtime, end of the day. Some nights we do baths. Other nights we just do... Other nights we just do pajamas and a story. Sometimes we let the kids simmer down with a movie before bed, or they play while we kind of pick up. And then I would say, as much as I would love for bedtime to be the super organized, peaceful, zen time of laying our babes in their beds and kissing them goodnight and, you know, all the stuff you see on TV, it's really not. It's more just like, cool, you're in bed, kiss you goodnight, love you so much, be quiet, go to sleep. That's really just reality. With three young kids after a really long day. It really is. And it doesn't mean that we don't love our kids. We definitely kiss them goodnight. Definitely tell them we love them. But I think we do it with a little extra pep in our step. Because we're like, yeah, it's 8 o'clock. We can go to bed too. And most nights, that's what happens. We put the kids to bed and we go to bed too. But we'll typically put them to bed. Kind of go downstairs. Pick up the house for the night. I like to organize my thoughts before I go to sleep and just kind of think about, okay, what do I need to do tomorrow? Get myself in order. Okay, good. And then we just kind of spend the rest of the night chilling out and catching up on stuff, watching shows together, folding laundry. That's a big thing that I do. I find that I'm more motivated to put laundry away at night, which is really odd. There are occasional nights where I won't have got my workout in during nap time, and Tyler enjoys working out sometimes late at night. So he will head to the gym after the kids have gone to bed and I'll do my workout late at night. But that's kind of rare and it really just depends on how the day goes. So I didn't really say what some of the questions were, but I know I answered a bunch of the questions that I got in there. Hardest time of the day, definitely afternoon and evening. And I'm working really hard on ways to make that time of the day easier for us. And at first we had thought, oh, we'll just integrate, you know, a second nap time. That did not work at all. So maybe if you are a fellow mom with young kids, or maybe you've had young kids and you're saying, hey, I kind of had the same experience and this is some of the things that we did. Please, please email me or message me your suggestions. I would love to hear kind of suggestions of how you made the afternoons better. And we're even going to work on integrating some newer things just into daily life because Easton has been asking to go to school, which why? Because you're still little. But we are going to work on integrating some learning and things like that into his day that I'm really excited about to see how that goes. So that is pretty much our day-to-day life. Just kind of really stick to that, having that unplanned plan and having to learn to be flexible with 3 young kids. I mean, just this last week alone was Tyler's first week back at work. Monday was really rough. The boys did not like the fact that dad was gone. Tuesday, Addison ended up having a doctor's appointment that I had to schedule last minute. What else do we have? By Wednesday, we were all stir crazy, so we had to get out of the house. So we had an impromptu outing. Thursday, Tyler worked a really long day. So it's really just taking it day by day, doing the best that we can to push forward, and looking forward to how that will change in the next year, with now a 3-year-old, and then Wyatt will be turning 2 here soon. And so I know that the dynamic will change pretty drastically this next year with just how our schedules and things are going to look. So that'll be exciting. So I think that's all that I've got for today. If you did have a question and I didn't answer it in the episode, please, please, please feel free to shoot me a message and I can answer it on Instagram. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, creative criticism, please feel free to send me an email to caffeineandchaos3@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram @caffeine_chaos3 and find the Caffeine and Chaos Facebook page. And don't forget to enter that giveaway. It ends Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S. Thanks for listening, and we will catch y'all next time.